I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. It's Christmas evening, and we're taking a tour through the history of Christmas music with performance by the Boston Camerata. Here, we jump the pond, listen in A Virgin Unspotted to the back and forth between the English version and an American version. A Virgin Unspotted. Virgin Unspotted, and there, Christmas music is making the leap across the Atlantic. You hear a kind of back and forth between an English country parish style and then a larger group style, which where you can hear the Americanization. We're taking a tour of the history of Christmas music tonight with Joel Cohen, director of the Boston Camerata, and Ann Azema, a principal soloist with the Camerata. This cut was off an album entitled An American Christmas from the Boston Camerata. The New York Times just named it one of the best Christmas albums ever. Joel Cohen, here we are, right across the pond, and you can hear it. It's a delightful thing to hear, the kind of delicacy of the English treatment, and then the big American
it's
sound.
It's rough and ready.
It's rough and ready. You could take that same sound, put the Battle Hymn of the Republic in those voices, yeah, and it would sound just right, and yet there's something still carrying across from the old country.
Well, you know, the thing is that these were semi-tutored people who made the harmonizations. They hadn't been to music school in Europe. So they sort of searched around in their minds for ways to harmonize, and they came up many times with solutions that sound like they come out of the Middle Ages or like out of the Renaissance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this early American stuff, even though the date on the book may say 1830 or 1840, actually sounds older many times. You know,
the resonance is still there.
That's the fascination of it. You know, it went away once they went to music school. Mm-hmm. Then they started writing Victoriana.
But when their native heart went to work on it, it found something.
It rings. It's like that mysterious thing you were talking about. Mm-hmm. There's a sound there, you know, and we had it. We still have it, too. You can go south and hear people singing in the style.
It does. It resonates right above that music. What made the passage to the Americas and what did not? Is there a clear kind of line of demarcation? Are some music sloughed off and just don't make it across? Or is there a stripe that's much more popular in the New World than in the old? What are the distinguishing characteristics?
We had something like a class war in America. It began in Boston, Massachusetts, and in New York. It was called the Better Music Movement. And the Better Music people lived in the Back Bay, and they had servants, and they decided to cast out the kind of piece you just heard. And that's why we don't hear enough of that kind of music.
Now, exactly what did they want to cast out? What was it about that piece that wasn't...
The roughness. Mm-hmm. The things that makes me tickle. Mm-hmm. You know, it tickles me when I sing. That reminds me of medieval music, all mm-hmm. these fourths, these fifths,
they break
and
the
octaves.
Rules. Mm-hmm.
They break the rules. Parallel mm-hmm. fifths, all over the place. It makes it rough. But also, remember our conversation at the beginning of the hour
yes.
when we were talking about all these physical... how we physically receive this music. Mm-hmm. Fourth, fifth, in modal
It's physical
tunes.
Impact,
it's
the
physical
resonance.
Impact, the resonance yeah. Yeah. that we qualify by roughness, mm-hmm. you know, or mm-hmm. ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I think this was unbearable for people who wanted to be really making music a beautiful thing and needed to embellish things.
So if it was a parlor game or if it was something of the fine tea room, this wasn't going to
This was
well.
Not the tea room stuff. I must say, I love America and I'm delighted to be in this country, which is a great country. But we do have something in our culture which is a tendency to prefer the ersatz to the real thing. And sometimes that wins and sometimes it loses. And I'm on the side of the real thing.
But this, you're calling the real thing. This is a song that could resonate in any small church, that choir that you heard there across the country. It doesn't have to have fancy frill.
That's right. And the frill was what, the desire to have a frill was one of the things that tended to weaken some of our inherent strength in our civilization.
I want to listen to another song, I Wonder As I Wander. Now, how did this make it into the Christmas
canon?
This
is fascinating. Everybody sings this piece. I think it's a wonderful piece.
Beautiful.
It was published by John Jacob Niles, who was a folklorist. And I'm not quite sure if it's some like when sometimes you go to a museum and the best piece turns out to be a recent fake. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to find a source for this other than John Jacob Niles' version of it. So there's quite possibly this is a phony early music piece.
It could be a genuine antique.
But it could be a real one too.
John Jacob Niles' idea of a beautiful antique.
I was able to trace his research on a couple of other pieces, mm-hmm. and he actually did. Published some very old ones as well. So I'm going to give him the benefit of a doubt. And you know what Galileo said? Se non è vero, è ben trovato. Even if it isn't true, you know, it's pretty good.
We love it. Let's listen. I Wonder As I Wander.
Sky.
I wonder as I wander from the Boston Camerata. And we are left at several points.
You should say who the soloist is. It's Dan McCabe. He did a good job.
Dan McCabe, yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And he leaves us kind of levitating, or this feeling of, when he comes to the end of the line, that we're hovering. Why do we have that sensation?
Because it doesn't finish on the note you expect it to finish on, the way any piece by Mozart or Beethoven is going to finish. This is American folk music, or if it's at least in the American folk style, mm-hmm. if it actually was composed by John Jacob Niles, but he assumed that style very well, and it just uses scales and series of notes in a different way, and that gives us the sense of otherness that we find very touching.
It's a transporting sense of otherness. And I guess the other thing is, you've taken us on this tour tonight, and Joel, is a sense of the way that the popular spirit, mind, heart, and soul can never be excluded from Christmas music, because, as you say, it is this embracing holiday. The high culture can go off just so far before it's reined in, even within a single piece, mm-hmm. by a kind of a more of a popular, or I don't know, a populist dynamic. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do, and I think it's normal, quote unquote, that it would happen at Christmas. There is an unnameable quality about what's happening at this time of the year.
And no one has a monopoly on.
No one can have a monopoly on this. The story is too good. The story is too beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the best moment for it to happen, because it's all that hope. Even if you're not a Christian, mm-hmm. You can feel it. You know, it happens now for that reason as well. You know.
It's been a wonderful hour. We're going to go out of it with another great voice of the new world and old. The song is Convidando Esta La Noche, that is...
It is Joel. How Pleasant Is the Night. This is a Mexican guaracha. The guaracha is still sung in Cuba, or played in Cuba. Uh-huh. And you're going to hear the African rhythms, which were used...
Yes, we hear them already in the background, coming over the hill.
Some good friends of ours, the Haitian choir from Dorchester, Les Amis de la Sagesse, wow. assisting the Boston Camerata. This is the old world, the new, Africa, all coming together as things ought to come together in Christmas.
All together, and you will hear the celebration in this. Joel Cohen, thank you so much for helping us celebrate this tonight. It's been great having you.
Great pleasure.
And Ann Azema, beautiful voice, beautiful to have you with us. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody. We're going out listening to the Boston Camerata singing Convidando Esta La Noche. For more information about the Boston Camerata, come to our website, onpointradio.org. You can get all the click-throughs right there. If you're in the Boston area in the Valentine season, look forward to a concert of medieval love music by the Camerata. Here we go out. Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone. Here's Convidando Esta La Noche.
Ay, le festinemos, ay, mientras el niño, ay.